Good afternoon, COSA fans. I'm your host, Sarah Rudolph, and you're listening to a special breaking news edition of COSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. As many of you may have already seen, COSA is adding an 11th member institution, the Delaware Blue Hens, starting in the 2025-26 athletic season. And we have a very special guest joining us today to talk about the addition of the Blue Hens to Conference USA. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to CUSA Commissioner Judy McLeod. Judy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be with you, Sarah.
I know I am very excited about the Blue Hens, but can you give our listeners a little bit of insight into why Delaware? Why were they a great addition for the conference?
Yeah, the list is pretty long. You know, really, they bring it all. It's a comprehensive package with a high level of preparation and readiness to move to this level, which is really important. They have great expectations for all their programs, and they've achieved the history and their competitive success is very impressive. But it really starts with the university, you know, the flagship university in the state of Delaware, an R1 institution, very highly regarded academically. And I think that just bleeds over into athletics. The student athletes have great GPAs, their APR is fantastic. And just the way they support their student athletes has been really impressive to learn that throughout the process. I mentioned, obviously, their competitive achievements, the media market, and their fan engagement. The interest and excitement for the Blue Hens is really evident throughout the region and came through loud and clear when we were looking at them. Their facilities are very good, you know, and they have plans to address anything they need to, but they've got some new facilities. Their budget is, you know, on par with our other institutions. And so, you know, all around, it became obvious they're just a really incredible fit for us.
Yeah, I love that list that you just ran down, because I think that a lot of people are like, what does it take to move up from the FCS to the FBS level? What do conferences look at when deciding on a new member? So it's great to hear all of those things about Delaware. So obviously, we're sitting at 9 members right now, adding Kennesaw State next year, then adding Delaware the year after that. What went into the decision, I guess, to go ahead and move forward with adding Delaware for the 2025 season?
Yeah, our membership's been really thoughtful, and the process has been deliberate. But when we had an opportunity in front of us to add somebody the caliber of Delaware that was ready to go, we thought, well, why should we wait? It's really interesting. The process they went through to determine, you know, if they would make this move to get to FBS was well before we had one conversation.
Yeah.
You know, well before they'd already made that determination. We're ready to go. Here's the plan. You know, now let's find the best fit for us. So when we find something like that just makes so much sense, we wanted to go ahead and execute that.
Yeah, and it does make a lot of sense. We're adding a Northeast school, adds a travel partner for Liberty. How important was that going into the process?
Yeah, you know, geography's hard in the current, current environment. It's just really hard. And so we have to take all of that into consideration. But we'll be very thoughtful when we do our scheduling and try to, you know, one of the things that you've probably heard here and there out there in this space is some more regional scheduling for some Olympic sports. And I think that's something we'd really like to look at. Digressing to a different topic, yeah. But, you know, geography's hard, and these guys are 40 minutes from the airport. There's multiple airports that we can access and our teams can access. And so they are a drive to Liberty, but it's just something that we just have to continue to work on. Cause obviously we have schools on the Western side as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so how important, I guess, is it and how great is it looking at potential suitors for Conference USA, especially given the success that we've had as a league in football and in fall sports with our newcomers in 23-24? So what does that look like for schools that are looking to join an FBS conference, especially like Conference USA? How is the outlook for us on that level?
Yeah, it certainly hasn't gone unnoticed that people are talking about, you know, the fact that two of our new members are in our football championship.
Yeah.
you know, Jacksonville State is a shining example of what can happen. Doesn't always happen that way,
right.
You know, even as prepared as people are, but you know, they'll be going to a bowl this season. How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
So, I think that brings a lot. You know, we've got stability now. You hate to use the word stability these days, because tomorrow, who knows what's going to happen. We're in a much different place than we were. I can't even tell you how long ago that was, because it's all been a kind of a realignment blur in my mind. But we feel really good about the members we have and think this will be an excellent addition.
Yeah, I agree. I think there is a lot of excitement around that Delaware program. Just what we've done internally, being able to look at, like you said, their facilities, their fan base, their athletic accomplishments and things like that. It's been really, really fun for me to get to do a deep dive into that. Well, so you mentioned the university side. So throughout the process, getting to know UD president Dennis Asanis and the director of athletics over there, Chrissy Raywalk, what did they bring to CUSA in terms of their leadership?
This one probably should have been at the top of my list, but the alignment between athletics and the university is something that you hope for everywhere, but here it's so evident. And I think Chrissy may have been President Asanis' first hire. They've really built this. They worked together for 8 years. There's not been one time that there was a waiver, you know, one way or the other. And so to have that kind of leadership where everybody's on the same page is so important to an athletic department, and we're getting a great team with those two.
Definitely. Well, Judy, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add about Delaware and the addition, but we just wanted to come on, do a short little episode here just to inform people about the Blue Hens and what they have behind the program.
I guess my last little promo here would be Delaware plays, they're playing in the FCS playoff.
They are.
Right now. So they won on Saturday and they play again this week. And then their volleyball team is in the NCAA tournament. So a couple of high notes. This is a big week for Conference USA with our championship game, and Liberty's ranking now continues to rise, and a really gritty 10-win New Mexico State team.
Yeah.
It's been on quite a roll. So this is a big week for us.
Definitely is.
A lot of exciting things going on, but I appreciate you having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're segueing me into a perfect promo. So there will be a 10 a.m. Eastern Time press conference tomorrow at Delaware. If you would like to tune into that, they will be going live on YouTube. And then also coming out tomorrow on Wednesday, we are going to be releasing our official CUSA football championship preview show. We will have Alan York on from the Liberty Flames and Adam Young from New Mexico State, and we will be recording that show bring to you live tomorrow. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to this special edition of CUSA Insider. Don't forget, if you like the show, subscribe on Apple and Spotify and give us a follow over on X and on Instagram @CUSA Insider Pod. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.